with a champion seed state track and field update reporting from the Blue Oval in Des Moines. This is Quinn Douglas. Following the girls' edition of the 400-meter dash in Classes 2A and Class 3A, it was the boys' turn to take the track, and we saw our first area state champion crowned this Thursday afternoon as South Hamilton's Ty Coink won the Class 2A state championship in the boys' 400-meter dash, winning in a time of 48.39. South Hamilton teammate Colby Hodnefield set a new personal best by placing fifth in a time of 49.71 seconds. KQWC Radio caught up with both Coink and Hodnefield following the 400-meter dash. Back here at Drake Stadium with our South Hamilton 400 runners with Ty Coink and Colby Hodnefield. And Ty, I want to start with you. You're obviously our state champion at a time of 48.3. And just that run in general, you know, how did it feel in competing as an individual here at the Blue Oval?
Yeah, no, I mean, Coach told Colby and I, you know, go out there and this isn't like a regular race, so you got to go out from the start and just go hard. And I did that, and he said it'd be there the last 200, and it was there. So that's how I felt as an individual. But, I mean, the most special thing about this is absolutely competing with Colby. You know, him and I have been competing against each other in pretty much every home meet for the last half of the year. And, I mean, you know, a championship is cool, but it's little stuff like that, those little competitive fun moments between me and him that stand out more than anything.
And Colby, you wind up getting fifth. You have a big PR. You break 50 seconds for the first time this year, and your first time competing as an individual here at the Blue Oval. How did you feel?
I mean, it was awesome. I broke our old school record. Ty already got it by a mile. I mean, 48.38, was it? Just crazy. Crazy to have for him. I'm so proud of him. He's worked so hard, and only if you would have went out the 2 years before that, he'd be running 48s. 40 on regular.
And you guys obviously not done yet. You guys got a loaded weekend. Starting the weekend off like this, how does that build confidence going into some of these relays towards the end of the weekend?
Oh, yeah. No, you go in already with a chip on your shoulder. And, I mean, in track and field, you got to run with that edge. And, I mean, you don't always need a physical achievement or something to give you that edge. But I know for us, having something like this in place for two of us to go out and succeed for something that we've worked so hard for is definitely going to give us the confidence as we're going into the later half of the weekend.
With the win, this is the third year in a row South Hamilton has claimed a state champion at the state track meet. 2 years ago, it was Austin Bush in the 2A boys discus, and last year it was the South Hamilton 4x400 that competed in Class 1A that won the state championship in 1A. The Hawks have three more opportunities for relays to win state championships with a sprint medley, 4x2 and 4x4 all coming up on Friday and Saturday. And we would again like to thank our sponsors that have made our coverage of state track and field possible here in 2024, including Gridiron Grill and Sports Lounge in Webster City, Gerber Auto Care in Webster City, American Sanitation in Camrar, and our title sponsors of Champion Seed in Ellsworth. With a Champion Seed state track and field update reporting for 95.7 KQWC from Des Moines, this is Quinn Douglas.